This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
دروس من المسجد النبوي الشريف.
In English.
In English.
In English.
So here, it's almost like the Sheikh is mentioning a fourth scenario, and that is where either one is the same to him. Whether he fasts now or he makes up the fast later, it's all the same to him. It doesn't really make a difference. In this case, it's best for him to fast, even though he's traveling. You see, and the reason why this is being brought up and it's important is because there are other ahadith and people get confused. They don't know how to, you know, bring the text together and harmonize between those texts. The Prophet ﷺ, for example, said in a hadith, "Laysa min al-bir as-siyam fi safar," or "Laysa min al-bir am-siyam fi safar." Right? So it is not from righteousness that a person fast while traveling. You ever heard of that hadith? So a lot of people think that when they travel, it's better for them not to fast. Or maybe it's even impermissible for them to fast. And that's because they haven't gathered up all of the textual evidence on this particular point. That's very important in every aspect of Islam. That we don't just take one ayah, or we don't just take one hadith and we cherry pick and we say that this is what this means, but that we look at all of the evidence and do our best to harmonize between them. So here in this scenario, if it doesn't really make a difference to him whether he fasts or he breaks his fast and makes it up later, then it is best for him to fast while traveling. Because this is what the Prophet ﷺ did. Now,
Abu Darda
رضي الله تعالى عنه
said, "We went out with the Prophet ﷺ in Ramadan under intense heat conditions to the extent that each of us would put his hand over his head to cover it. Due to the extreme heat, no one was fasting except the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abdullah ibn Rawaha," collected by Imam Muslim rahimahullah ta'ala. A traveler is considered to be traveling.
Right. So here, the Shaykh rahimahullah mentions the hadith of Abu Darda that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fasted when he was traveling. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. Likewise, another reason that the scholars mentioned that it is better in the scenario where it doesn't make a difference to the person whether he fasts or make it up later, it's all the same to him, it's all easy, wallah alhamd. They say that it is quicker in removing liability. Because if you do not fast in Ramadan, then you have to make it up later. That is a dain, that is a debt that you owe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you just fast in Ramadan, then you don't owe anything. Okay? Likewise, if you fast in Ramadan, you fasted in Ramadan. And it's a blessed month that you won't find another time better to fast than in it. So these are some of the other reasons that the scholars mentioned, along with the fact that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام did. I'll take questions now related to fasting while traveling and ill, because the Sheikh is about to go on to another point. And that is, what is traveling? What is the distance for traveling? How long can somebody be considered to be a traveler? We're going to deal with that next. So now, yes. Accent. Very good. So the question is, how do we reconcile between the fact that the Prophet ﷺ himself fasted while traveling? Some of the companions fasted while traveling. Like, for example, the hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu in Sahih al-Bukhari and in Sahih Muslim. He says, "Kunna nusafiru ma'a Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." We used to travel with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. "Falam ya'ib as-sa'imu 'ala al-muftir wa la al-muftir 'ala as-sa'im." The one who was fasting did not criticize the one who broke his fast, and the one who broke his fast didn't criticize the one who was fasting. Another man came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahih al-Bukhari, another one of the companions. He asked the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or he informed the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that he needed to travel in Ramadan. Should he fast or not fast? The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to him, "In shitta fasum, wa in shitta fala, or wa in shitta faftir. If you wish, then fast, and if you wish, then break your fast." So he said, how do we understand that with the statement of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is not from righteousness to fast while traveling? And the reconciliation is easy with Allah alhamd. And that is to understand that hadith, why the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said it. They call it Asbab Urud al-Hadith. The reason why the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said certain things. So we look at the story behind it. When the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said this, there was actually a man whom the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, from amongst the companions, who the rest of the companions were shading him. And he saw him laid out like he was tired, exhausted. But they had been traveling. And so the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, what's wrong with him? What's going on? Is he okay? They told the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he's fasting. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Laysa min al-bir as-siyam fi safar. It's not from righteousness to fast while traveling. Why? Because it harmed this individual. He couldn't function. He couldn't function. He was sprawled out, exhausted. So what the scholars say is that though this statement is a general statement from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is restricted to the person whose condition is like the condition of that companion whom the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was addressing when he said that hadith. So for, and that's why we said that there are three scenarios. If a person is being harmed, it's haram for him to fast. If it's difficult for him, it's best for him not to fast. But if it's easy for him to do it, then in this scenario, he chooses between fasting and not fasting. Wallahu a'lam. Now,
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان